Hey Sheldon, you know, Joe hits 1,100 assists tonight. Jason ties Maurice Richard in Montreal. I know you're always trying to win games and coach, but do you ever sit back and take stock of two of the game's greats, you know, plugging away on the fourth line late in their careers?
I do. In fact, I had one of those moments tonight. Those guys were in the offensive zone, snapping the puck around to each other. You know, it's a cool thing. Those guys have accomplished a great deal. They've been elite players for a very long time, and to have them teaming up for us in that role and being such great leaders for us, it's outstanding. So very cool for them to have you know, their own moments here today, and they're both very special, of course. And you know, 1,100 assists is a lot of assists. I was telling Joe, I don't think I touched the puck 1,100 times in my time in the NHL. So 1,100 assists is pretty substantial. And that's 4 Sioux Greyhounds on that list, too. That's also substantial and outstanding.
Next up, we'll go to Mark Masters, TSN. Go ahead, Mark. Sheldon, what do you appreciate about the goal Austin scored tonight?
I appreciate that he bailed out Nick Foligno for forcing a puck into the middle of the ice. That could have been a real bad turnover for us. And he picked it off, turned into a goal, which was a sign of the type of night that it was for us, that things are going our way early there. It was a great goal. But I'll be honest, I still can't say that I've seen it, because I was not very impressed with the play before that. But I'm happy it worked out for us.
Next up, we'll go to Marty Klinkenberg, Globe and Mail. Go ahead, Marty.
Hi, Sheldon. I know it's probably been, you know, maybe it's a little bit anticlimactic because you've been, you know, atop the standings for, you know, since the beginning. But winning tonight and being the first, you know, Canadian team to clinch to a playoff position, is it still, you know, how do you feel about it? Is it still a... You feel like it's a milestone?
Well, it is. I mean, we felt like the playoff team for quite a long time here, yet you still have to accomplish it. It is part of the journey. And we said to our team, you know, before the game tonight, that the way things looked, the way they looked like they were shaping up in Ottawa, that, you know, we would have an opportunity. And we're here tonight. We got a chance to do it on our terms, so we may as well get it done and, you know, take care of that piece of business. And it, like I said, it's part of the journey. You also got to reflect on it and feel good about it. It's a good accomplishment, you know, to do it here with, you know, with games remaining on the schedule and to be the first team in the division to accomplish that. It's a great thing. And the guys have worked hard through, you know, a very challenging and unique season. I think you do have to acknowledge it. We spoke about it, like I said, before the game, about let's get it done here tonight, and then we acknowledged it after the game. But we also acknowledge that, you know, we're working towards bigger things, and it's a nice accomplishment. But you know, we're going to be continuing to work towards, you know, building our team to be ready to play when it counts the most.
We'll take two more here. We'll go to Luke Fox, Sportsnet. Go ahead, Luke.
Hi, Sheldon. It looked like you were considering challenging the Suzuki goal. Just wondering what went into the debate there and why ultimately you decided not to challenge.
It was really close. It looked really close at my first glance of it that I had on the bench. And you know, they were taking a closer look at it back in the dressing room with our video guys. And we wanted to try to buy a little bit of time. It definitely looked like it was close. And then ultimately, with the limited views that we had and the time we had, just determined that it was close, but not one that we were certain on. And I just felt at that time, you know, that a 2-goal lead with less than half a game to play, we'll take that versus, you know, the risk of putting them on the power play and the chance to really turn the momentum. So we just kind of made that decision based on the information that we had at that time. And still, you know, I'm not sure what's been out there on the broadcast or whatever, but still, from what I've seen, I haven't seen anything that's definitive on it.
And last one here, we'll go to Lance Hornby, Toronto Sun. Go ahead, Lance.
Sheldon, are you pleased that for long stretches of time, you guys were able to press them down in there and the fourth line for a while, as you alluded to, but also Austin and Mitch were forechecking really strong as well?
Yeah, I thought we had some moments in the game, the second, third period. I thought we did a good job of that, Lance. But in the first period, I really don't think we did that very well at all, actually. I just think we spent much time in their end at all. Especially in the second half, once we made it 2-0, the second half of that first period was a struggle for us in that sense. But I like the fact that even when, you know, when the shots were piling up and looked like they were getting life, I don't think we gave up a great deal. They obviously got behind us a couple times, but I thought we defended real well today. And I thought our defense moved the puck really well. It helped us get out of our end relatively clean.